It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Everybody, you are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than people watching you poop.
God.
You can join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com and clicking on air. Number to call in, 845-986-8804. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt. As you can tell by that chuckle, Pip is back.
I'm back.
Hi, Pip.
Hi.
And Joe will be here when Joe gets here.
Yes.
So, on the show, school fools as a school wants a dress code for parents. A school bans bans doors on bathroom stalls. A theater changes Hellboy to Heckboy. You can no longer order crack pie. And we'll do some scam busters with Ann Jackson. So, Pip, I will open the floor up to you. You've been away, you know, as you're wont to do.
Well,
Leaving the show. Leaving it to us to hold it down.
You can do that. I'm sure you do that just fine.
I hold it quite well.
Yeah, I know you hold it well.
I hold it quite well. So when we last left you, pre-vacation, you were having some medical issues.
Yes, and still, I'm still having them.
Well, nobody put you to sleep, so that's good news.
I know.
It's good news because, you know, if it's anything extended, it could be expensive. And I know you just had the cat expense. So if Mr. Helix did opt to put you to sleep now, nobody could fault him.
Well, it's going to be costly, you know. I mean, and then they have to find some place to inter my ashes or whatever.
No. The vet, throw you right in, the little animal oven, pick you up in a little garbage bag or whatever, get a nice urn, boom, put you on the shelf out of where the other cats can knock you down. He's on his way. He's on to wife number three. It's not that big a deal.
I thought our local pizza place could take care of it for him after hours.
No. Nobody wants Pippi pizza.
No, they wouldn't know.
Yeah, you know. It tastes a little catty. Nobody wants that shit. So what's going on?
So, I found out before I went away that I have to get it's an ICD. I forget what the first word is, but it's a cardioverter defibrillator. So it's kind of like a pacemaker, but it's instead of zapping you when your heart starts to slow down, it's when your heartbeat gets irregular. It goes up.
It regulates you.
Clear.
Irregular.
Yeah.
So you're going to be like Tin Man.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to be like a cyborg, I think.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. I like that. You know, the $10 million
woman. You're going to have metal in you.
I am.
Better get that TSA pre-check woman.
Totally. You know why? Because now it changes everything. I mean, I had the TSA rundown this past trip.
Oh, we'll get there.
Yeah,
we'll get there. But TSA, I got it for Vegas. I mean, I've had it. You got to get it.
I know,
and especially with your new things. Yeah, you want to get that.
Oh yeah, now
pay the $80 for 5 years.
Yeah, now we're gonna have to get it because holy crap, buckets.
We'll get there.
Oh.
So all right. So I feel like you're young for something like that.
Well, the thing is, it's congenital. So I got it from my pappy, who probably got it from his pappy.
So they didn't have this technology when your dad was going through it.
I don't know if they did or they didn't, but he had the same disease I have, which is a cardiomyopathy, which is a thickening of the muscle wall between the left and right ventricles. But the thing is that he also had a valve problem. So it was going to be more, I mean, if they tried to treat it with medication, and then he was going to have his valve replaced. But he had an aneurysm and died before he got to have that surgery.
Like, so you don't have any valve issues?
No.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, no, that is good. I mean, and the, it's kind of like, you know, they say that any one problem in and of itself might not mean I would have to have this ICD put in, but I got the hat trick.
What do you mean?
Well, I have, because I had a electrocardiogram and a cardiac MRI, and they both showed the thickening of 1.5 centimeters, which is significant.
That's what I tell the ladies.
Yeah. You know, it's that extra 1.5 centimeters.
What do you mean extra?
Oh.
It's like, listen, ladies. This is significant.
Oh, wow.
You're spoiled because you go by inches in America. But the rest of the world, this is quite significant what you're dealing with right here.
Oh, gosh. No.
No, no. That's what I tell them.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Well, the girth makes up all the difference. That's
like fucking Lake Superior.
Don't say Lake Superior. You know what that does to me.
Okay.
It's like running water. So I have the thickening, and I also have the terrible family history of cardiac disease. My father died of it, my uncle died of it, my grandfather died of it, my mother had some, but
yeah, but who could tell with your mother? I mean, some of the personalities had it, others did not,
you know. Not to divert the conversation, but you know, schizophrenia is not multiple personality disorder.
It kind of is.
No, it's not
at
all.
Is it like paranoia?
Yeah, but it's not split personalities.
Well, what's that one?
No, it's like you can't distinguish reality from fantasy.
But sometimes you can distinguish reality from fantasy.
Yeah, well, she waxed and waned.
All right, so there you go. You got two fucking personalities.
No.
Yeah, you do. Nuts and not nuts.
No, it's distinct. It's
like,
different.
It's like Almond Joy and Mound. Some have nuts, some don't.
No, there was always nuts. It was just sometimes the foot trickled over into reality for a second, stood a foot down, said, oh, too cold, and went back into nutty. So anyway, yeah, but she did cry wolf. She had every disease somebody in the family had, she got.
Hypochondriac.
Yeah, she totally was. So I have that terrible cardiac history. And
which you were unaware of? Or you
no,
were?
I was aware of, but I was checked when my dad was an outpatient at National Institutes of Health. He was part of a test for amiodarone, which is now a pretty common cardiac medication, but it was in trials then, and he was their guinea pig. So he was going to have surgery there as a result of being part of this trial. And my brother and I were both tested for the disease, and with the technology they had then, they said, no, you don't have it. You're good.
So you thought you were good.
Yeah, I thought I was good.
That was a long time ago.
Early 20s.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
So
you thought no news is good news.
I did, because they said, yeah, no, it would show up by now. Liars! Pants on fire!
Don't worry. Those doctors are probably dead. It's fine.
Yeah. It's like I can't hold it to it. It was free.
Why would you pay for something like your health?
Well, we were being tested as part of the clinical trial.
Well, I guess the all of his care there was free. Is horseshit.
No. I mean, you know, it was part of an agreement. He didn't have a lot of choices.
No, but I'm saying, like, as far as being able to diagnose what the family had.
I guess the technology wasn't where it is now. I don't know.
But they confidently said, no, it would show up.
It would show up by now.
Yeah, that's
like,
so, yeah.
I was like, yeah, okay, good.
That part's horseshit.
Yeah, that was. That really was. So the third part of the hat trick was when I passed out at work. So they said,
and they're still letting you drive.
Yeah. Well, I'm here, aren't I?
Clear the roads, kids.
So I have a scheduled surgery date of May 10th.
Oh.
Yeah.
So I guess you're not here next week. You'll be here next week.
Next week, the week after. No.
You still going to Vegas?
Well, that's off in the future. So yeah.
I mean, it's the end of June. It's not that far away.
No, but that's enough time.
So now I got to get somebody. The first things first. Hand me my book.
I can
behind you. Go, scurry, scurry, scurry. Go, go, girl. Go, go, girl. Get the book.
I'm not a collie. I didn't know.
No, they're much better. All right. So let's see here.
Well,
so,
I can call in.
All right. So May 7th is the Mother's Day show. So you'll be here for that.
No. Oh, yes.
Yes.
I lied. Yes.
You often do. So May 10th is Mother's Day in Mexico.
Gracias?
You're not a mother or a Mexico.
No.
So you're having... So they're putting the pacemaker in on May 10th.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
And how long are you in for that?
I don't know yet.
How do they not tell you if it's like same day procedure or...
Well, the first thing was the doctor gave me the diagnosis and he said, look, you do want to do this. And I said, okay, let's...
Well, I don't want is a strong word.
Yeah. I was like, let's walk it back for a second because I just found out the milk was spilled and we went straight from Bounty to a bucket and mop. So can we talk about are there any Bounty type situations?
Yeah, that's pretty quick.
And so he said,
you don't want a second opinion. You want to do this.
Yeah. No. Well, he said, no.
I want to be elbow deep into your heart.
Yeah. He had that bloodthirsty look. No, he, beta blockers aren't indicated for this type of situation that I have. And I said, okay. So I was on a monitor for 72 hours as part of the testing before we got to this point. It didn't show anything. Do we want to... And he's like, you're talking about a Holter monitor? And I'm like, yeah. And he goes, yeah, no, because I've seen people on Holter monitors have sudden death. And I'm like...
Holter tops do as well. Like, if you go into the wrong place, and, you know, they'll fucking gay people will kill you if you were walking with a halter top.
Yeah.
It's not very fashionable.
No. Halter tops?
Halter tops are no longer fashionable.
They're fine for girls.
Not really.
Yeah, they are.
Not really. Depends who you are.
I can't get away with it. That would be a whole lot of no screaming.
So did you get a second opinion before this,
No, I haven't, because first I...
That's why. Well, it's just your heart in surgery.
No, well, first I got... That was the opinion, and I listened very carefully to what he said, and I agree with him. It seems incredibly reasonable.
But it's one person's reasonable, and you're not a fucking expert.
I'm not.
Go see another cardiac specialist.
This is like a specialist in this... disease.
Yeah, they're all specialists in this disease. It's good to... Everybody's a fucking specialist. Get another opinion. That's what you do. That's why you... No, before you, like, go, oh, yeah, just stick your hands in my heart and we'll play around there, you get another opinion. That's just common sense. How you don't know what... They just had a fucking thing. They just... It just broke today. Now, this isn't that necessarily.
Okay.
But, like, one of the biggest pharmaceuticals, the price of the medication went up 97,000%.
Yeah, I saw that.
Why? Because they were bribing doctors. So you don't know who's got what. Just go get another opinion. I can't believe I have to tell you. Get another opinion. And that way, if they say the same thing, you got peace of mind. You shouldn't just go one opinion. If it was your cat, you got a second opinion.
No, I don't. But
and now look, you have a dead cat. If you'd gotten a second opinion.
Oh, stop that.
No, but that's what you do. I mean, I do that. You get a second opinion.
Well, I mean, I looked it up.
Oh, well, as long as you found it
online,
as long as you found the same place, as long as you went to the same place where you get named that orgasm, I'm completely confident.
You find a lot of things online, but they're not necessarily all incompetent. I had a good feeling about what he was saying and his credentials. And
I'm sure he's a wonderful man, but sometimes other people have another idea about it. Something maybe less invasive.
Sudden death was
that's what
pretty...
this guy's fucking story is.
Yeah.
Maybe he sucks at putting them on. You don't know. Sudden death. Because I'm a little incompetent. That's they never say the next part of the sentence.
No. I mean, I already had the passing out.
You know what you never do? You never get bad reviews from the dead. The dead don't go on Yelp.
No.
The dead are busy haunting and shit. They don't have time to write a Yelp review. The people that survive, they're very nice. They write very lovely reviews. It's just common sense.
Well, I mean, this is why what my thinking was, is that I've already passed out and...
Right. But you want to see you want to see all your options as far as treatment. That's just common sense before you get surgery on your fucking heart.
Well, it's...
It's just common sense. How often are you wrong and I'm right?
Oh, please, don't start that.
Quite often. We've been through it on this show. We can go. It happens all the time. I'm not telling you to do something outrageous. I'm not telling you to push it back necessarily. I'm saying get a second opinion. You go to the report. Listen, this is what my doctor says.
Mm-hmm.
I'm leaning towards doing it. I want a second opinion before I go under the knife because it's my fucking heart.
Okay.
You're not going to do it, but you should do it.
Yeah, I know.
But you should do it. Common sense. Common sense.
Not everybody goes for a second opinion.
Just the ones who want to live.
No, I don't think that I'm going to die.
If Mr. Helix had something, would you encourage him to get a second opinion?
Actually, he did have something, and we didn't get a second opinion.
You're fucking maniacs.
No. We went to people who were experts in the area.
So he'll go to another expert, and the other expert will go, I agree 100%. This guy's very good. Or he'll go, well, you know, it's interesting. You could go that route, but I've had a lot of success by going this route. It's less invasive. The recovery time is quicker. And, you know, this is good, too.
Well, I'll look into it.
Oh, you're not going to do what? By what? Go,
look well, around. I mean, I've got 10 days now.
No, you fucking find another cardiac specialist in the area.
Do you know how hard it is to get into these guys in the first place?
So what happens if you don't go May 10th?
Well, I mean...
Is your death imminent?
I don't know.
Well, then that's why you got... Listen, I got surgery on May 10th. I'm starting to have second thoughts. Is there any way you could squeeze me in? By luck, my calendar is fairly wide open these days.
Just so happens.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's what I would try, you know.
That's what you should try. What? I'm not telling you anything radical here.
No, I know. It's just...
It's one fucking dude. Trust me. You talk to his wife. He's not always right.
No, it's... I two fucking dudes.
Which two dudes?
I went to the cardiologist, and then I went to the specialist.
Right, but they know each other.
Yeah, but they're not going, you know what? It would be really great if we could cut another one open.
How do you know?
Well, I won't know any of these people.
No, but that's why you go to another specialist. That way you go, all right, they're both saying cut me open. I guess that's what we're doing. But if someone says, well, you know, we could do something less invasive. We do have this option. Here are the pluses. Here are the minuses. It's really your decision.
Mm-hmm.
But at least you have all the options in front of you instead of just one option. There may only be one option, but at least that way you know. All right, there's one option. Because what happens if you don't, you know, you never know with surgery.
No, you never know.
People go in for like a fucking nose job. They don't wake up.
Yeah, I know.
So why?
That's why my face looks like this.
We're aware. We fight through it every week. But why wouldn't you give yourself the other option? I mean, I would tell that to anybody.
No, I'm not arguing with you.
Sound a little arguey.
No, I'm just, you know, I was comfortable with the diagnosis and the rationale that was given to me.
You were also comfortable 20 years ago when they said, oh, no, you're perfectly clear. You should be a little less comfortable.
Yeah, but that's because time and what was available at the time.
But it was also just one fucking person.
Well, it was back
like I said,
then.
Like I said, doctors make mistakes. How do I know this? Ask their fucking wife. I guarantee you they're wrong 3 times a day. I fucking guarantee it.
I'm sure they do make mistakes.
Right, so?
I've had, like, every kind of test you can do to see what's wrong with me.
No, I know, which is why you go to another specialist with the results
mm-hmm.
of the test. Go, listen, this is what it shows. I'm scheduled on May 10th to go mm-hmm. for surgery for this, but before I do it, I just want peace of mind that, you know, this is the best option for somebody in my condition, my age. You know, this is the best option. If you tell me that's the best option, I'm going to have peace of mind. If it's not the best option, what else is there?
Right.
What could I be doing?
Yeah, now I'll make calls.
Oh, Christ. Why do you have to come here for this shit?
I didn't come here for this.
No, but I'm saying, what am I working with? Nobody has common sense. After that prognosis, you go, okay, and he should have said, you can get a second opinion. Because that's what they fucking do. It's CYA, cover your ass. That's what they do.
Yeah, normally. But he was.
Oh, but you're special. Your heart is special. And
no.
Now we're good. We feel good about this one.
No, why I felt good about it is because he was recommended by more than one person, and he's an expert in this particular disease.
I'm sure he's amazing.
Yeah.
Just get a second opinion.
All right.
Just get it from a specialist.
Yeah, I know.
Outside of the people then in his hospital and everything.
Yeah. No, I know.
You should call your general practitioner. You have one.
Mm-hmm.
And say, listen, I'm scheduled. I'm sure your general practitioner is up to it, up on everything that's going on.
Yeah.
So you just call your general practitioner. Listen, I'm scheduled, blah, blah, blah. Before I do it, I want to get a second opinion that's at a, you know, different hospital. Mm-hmm. I want peace of mind because my radio co-host is concerned.
Yeah.
Nobody in my fucking family is, apparently. Bunch of fucking degenerates that are walking out with you know, missing body parts and fucking, you know, they're crying over cats. But apparently they don't give a shit about you. What the fuck? What the fuck? Dude, there's no way it should have gotten this far. There's no way.
But it's my decision.
I understand, but yeah. I want you to make the best decision. And this might be ultimately the best decision. But I want you to have options if there are options.
I understand that.
Oh, good God. I'm going to have a talk with Mr. Helix. And, and Pimp Helix, too. Conversations are going to be had. These fucking animals. Fucking animals.
They're concerned about me.
Not nearly enough. Not nearly enough to go, geez, this doesn't sound good at all. We'd like you around another 30 years. All right, let's schedule. But let's just be sure before we cut you open.
Wait. You made the presumption that they want me around for another 30 years.
They both fucking need you. Nobody's taking care of Pimp Helix. And Mr. Helix needs your fucking benefits. I actually don't need you. I just actually somewhat tolerate you.
Yeah, I know. I still don't know why, but... Thank you.
It becomes less clear every day, to be honest with you. But yes, I expect an update. I expect an update on this. That yes, you went to another doctor and he concurs, and boom, and I'll be thrilled.
Okay.
But if you say, well, they said other options, then you gotta slow down and you really gotta think about things.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know it's major surgery.
Oh yeah, I know.
All right. Good God. You know why? Because you don't have enough Jews in your life. That's what this is. There's not enough Jews in your life to guide you.
I need more Jews.
Clearly.
Well, that's what everyone says, but I just didn't want to join on the bandwagon.
I mean, clearly, if you had more Jews in your life, they would say, and what did the other doctor say?
I have a couple.
Apparently, I'm the only one that gives a shit.
Thank you.
Do they know what's going on with you?
Yeah.
And they're all just like, all right, boom, cut the bitch open. Let's go.
let's make her
a fucking GoBot.
I didn't hear.
Let's make her a transformer where she's going to be. We'll make her the bionic woman. She's going to have metal in her. It sounds like the best option.
Actually, the bionic woman sounds cool.
Yeah, trust me, you're still going to be slow as fuck. Okay. No, just get the second one. I mean. Like with the cats, you know, if there's major shit, get a second opinion.
Yeah.
You know, you always think your doctor is the best.
Yeah.
Your general practitioner never goes, well, this guy sucks, but he's easy to get into, so go see him. They never say that. They always go, this is the best one in the field. Now, you could be like my mom, who's just constantly looking for the answer that she likes. That's
not, oh, no.
That's not what I'm suggesting.
No, I don't. I was not impressed with the fact that this was the answer. I was not happy.
No, I understand. No, but there's answer shopping, and then there's just like doing your due diligence.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's negligence.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see you get to the due diligence point.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
All right.
You have time.
Okay.
I mean, you should still be able to do your Mother's Day countdown. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, wait a minute. You have your homework to do, but...
Listen, the doctors don't see you right away. I mean, there's no time... There's
no,
reason
they don't.
Why you're in the waiting area, why you can't, you know. But I would...
you can do your work while you're waiting.
Yeah. But I would call around. You know, you look locally, you know, for a good cardiologist. I would just tell them, listen, I'm scheduled for surgery. I'm starting to have... Just a little cold feet. I want to make sure this is the best option. Second opinion. Somebody should be able to squeeze you in.
I'm trying to remember what his specialty is called. It's something
veterinary.
Veterinarian.
Spaying and
that
neutering.
That's exactly what it is.
He's spaying and neutering. You felt good. You liked Oradell Animal Hospital. You felt this was the way to go.
This is cardiac electrophysiology.
Yeah, I could put that on a business card too. You wouldn't know the difference.
Stop.
I got the right. I got Rosenblatt, the initials of DR. I put this on. You're fucking coming to me. I don't know. It's all good until the first Yelp review.
He's got a lot of initials after his name. You see that?
Yeah, it concerns me. He's hiding something. Yes. No, you just get a second opinion. That's all.
I getcha.
You gonna do it?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, oh, Mr. Helix, you're the biggest, you're the best? Or like, yes, I am going to have another piece of chocolate cake.
Wait. You're saying that like the first one was the wrong one.
Well, I know women. And I know how you lie when it comes to sex. I know there's no lying when it comes to dessert.
No, there's no lying when it comes to dessert.
Right, so I want the emphatic chocolate cake answer.
Chocolate cake! Chocolate cake.
That's the type of yes I want.
Chocolate cake.
Like to say, Pip, I have chocolate cake. You would go, yes, that's what I want.
Well, if it was salted caramel.
All right, fucking
slow yes.
down. Yeah, I have none of that.
Well, then no.
I got to watch what I eat now. It's a whole fucking thing.
You got a cheese Danish?
No, I don't. It's a whole fucking thing. Mm.
Tell me about it.
I got sandwich cookies. One of those.
You know what it's like to go on a trip and look for a nice little souvenir?
Let's finish the medical stuff.
Wait, and you can't buy anything for somebody because they're trying not to eat bad?
Don't buy them something that they eat, stupid.
No, you.
Oh, well, thank you, but you don't have to buy me anything.
I know, but there's nothing that I could find.
You're in a whole fucking country. Is everything made of food? Do they live in gingerbread houses?
No, but I mean, it's like what they're famous for is like shortbread and liquor and woolens. And I'm like,
woolens.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm not going to buy you a fucking kilt. I'm not going to bring you home liquor.
I got legs for the kilt. Look at these legs.
No, I'm not
These are lovely legs. These are kilt legs.
Those are kilt legs.
These are kilt legs, and they have not gotten their tan, so they would blend right in.
Would you wear a kilt while you mow the lawn?
Oh, no, because there's bugs out there. I don't like to mow the lawn. So would you want me to associate you with things I don't like?
No.
Okay.
You already do, but I don't want to just emphasize that.
Right. But thank you for thinking of me, but you really didn't have to get me.
No, I know. And unfortunately, I didn't because I didn't have a lot of time to souvenir shop, and there was nothing. Was fucking nothing.
Okay.
Nobody got anything.
That's fine. I'm not offended. I'd rather you live and get a second opinion than you bring me back a kilt. I'm
Thank
fine.
You. Thank oh, you. I wasn't going to buy you a kilt. That's I was
a little,
like...
It's a little disappointing. Yeah. Maybe bagpipes. Because the good thing about bagpipes is we know I have no musical talent, but you couldn't tell.
Nobody would know.
Exactly.
Nobody would know.
So the bagpipe really is
You know, no.
And you go, well, that's the way it's supposed to sound.
It's like, yeah, that's exactly what... I saw... We were out... On one of the streets?
Oh, wait, before okay. we get on to your right. vacation.
All right. Okay.
All right, so he hasn't told you how long you're in for?
Not yet, because right after I had this conversation with him, he was like, okay, I just gave you an awful lot to think about, so digest that and call me back next week, and, you know, we'll talk more. And then there was only 2 days before we were leaving for Scotland. And he was going on vacation the same time. So I called him.
He got brought back things for his friends.
Yes, I bet he did. So I called the office and it was like he had an emergency, blah, blah, blah. So it's like he did call me back because I was concerned about, we didn't talk about it at that time because I wasn't thinking about it. Can I fly? Is it okay?
Yeah.
And he said, yeah, it's okay to fly. And you can call me with other questions. So then I got back and I've been dealing with some other things. But now I have to call him and go, okay.
So now you don't even know how long you're laid up for.
Well, I mean, they say 4 to 6 weeks. But the first week you can't drive. So I knew
that
for sure.
You're just tired and weak. And-
yeah. And they said, well, people go back to work. And I'm like, well, I have to.
That's not an issue.
That's not a problem right now. But I'm like, well, how debilitating are we talking about? Like, when should I start looking for a job? Because I can't, right. I was like, I can't look before I'm going.
I'll tell you what, though. You are fucking the shit out of Cobra. Good for you. Because Cobra's not cheap. So good for you. Get it on Cobra's dime.
I am.
Good for you. Because most people, they pay for Cobra and they don't really use it. But you are. Fuck you.
I am going to fuck them. It's like, hi, thanks for the Cobra. Heart surgery.
Good for you. Fuck them.
I will. Okay. And no lube.
Kind of smart. Yeah, bend over snake.
Yeah. So bend over snake. So yeah, I have a couple questions for them about like what do you have to do beforehand? What can't you do? I mean, do I have to
are you bedridden?
Take antibiotics beforehand or do I have to avoid anything or am I bedridden and for how long? I mean, I know I stay overnight. The one night.
So you still want to do the show the following week? You just want to call in?
Yeah.
All right.
I could do that.
It's up to you.
Yeah. I'll just prop myself in front of the computer and whine
a lot.
I don't
know what type of pain you're going to be in. I have no idea.
I don't know either. I might be on pain pills and be whacked out.
Well, when are you going to talk to him so we can plan accordingly? Because if you're going to be in pain or you're going to be whacked out, I'll just get somebody else to take the week off. It is what
yeah.
it is.
Well, I'm going to talk to him in the next day or two. depending on
and
when
another
I get him.
So you got to, you know.
I got stuff to do.
You know, between waking and sleeping, you have two things to do. You're very busy.
I also have to sort out something with unemployment because they haven't paid me yet.
Oh.
Yeah, ouch.
That sucks.
And so I have to do battle.
They're waiting you
with
out.
Them. What?
They're waiting you out.
I think they are. Oh, but it also screwed me up because I always thought, because I was salaried, I thought that I knew the exact day I would get my last bit of pay and that was it. And then all of a sudden I got another week's worth of pay and I was like, I texted the girl that does payroll and I was like, thanks for the extra money, but what the fuck is that? And she goes, oh, you scared me. Like, she thought I was teasing that. I said, thanks for all the money, but why? And she thought I was saying, oh, you gave me $50,000 or something. She goes, oh, that's to end up on the pay of, on to end up on this date worth. And I went, oh, fuck. I know this is going to cause problems. They already hadn't paid me. And then I went away on vacation. And it's like, oh, yes, it's probably that last week's worth of pay. Because I said, this is when it ends. And then I got more. So I'm going to do battle with them tomorrow.
You're doing battle because they gave you money?
My employer gave me money.
Right.
A week's worth. And I said unemployment, this is when it ends.
Right,
I'm not getting any more.
That's not a big deal. You go, okay, I didn't know I was getting another check. That's
yeah,
all.
I didn't know I was getting another check.
That,
so that
being said, that week has ended. Here, when can we start this?
Yeah, can we go start paying up, bitches?
Yeah.
So I have to do battle with them. There's.
I don't think it's going to be a battle.
You never know.
I think it's just paperwork.
Yeah.
Maybe a roll of the eyes, but you know, I'm sure you're not the only one.
No, I'm not the only
one. Probably pretty common thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about that.
Yeah.
So they're putting in. So how long, like, does this cut down on your life expectancy? Do they have to change it every 10 years? Or
they do have to go in and change something. I think it was every 7 years I read. And so it's actually they cut like a flap. People get ports when they need medication when they are cancer patients, and it fits right underneath the skin. And so it'll be sort of like a port that'll sit right under my skin, and the electrodes will actually connect to my heart. And it's all like the old-fashioned pacemaker. My uncle had a pacemaker, and when you put your head against his chest, you could hear him tick-tocking, and that was very freaky.
I was hoping it would help Mr. Helix, you know, keep track of time while he was doing things.
Well, you know what? He's a drummer. He's got excellent time.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
He knows time. He's got good rhythm. And, so this is just to keep me from...
So every 7 years?
Every 7 years, you go in for a tune-up.
And it doesn't shorten your life?
No, it's supposed to extend your life.
Well,
because,
obviously,
yeah.
But they expect you to have...
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't have any adverse effects.
You
know.
Do they want you to change your lifestyle, exercise, eating habits, or anything?
They haven't said that to me yet. That's
How is
the
that possible?
Well, because I only had the one conversation with him so far. Because
so
we both went on vacation.
I had a conversation with a quack and a wife who's fucking eager. And look at me now. My whole life has changed. How is it possible? Look at you. Look at me. This is some bullshit. Look at those weights and look at you walking up downstairs. This is a bunch of crap.
Well, you know, part of it is, I know I need some lifestyle changes, but sure. But the thing is that
I would think it would help.
Oh, yeah. No, of course it will. In general, it would help anyway.
Yeah.
But this is because of, it's not like fat on my muscle wall. It thickened. It's a congenital thing that just happens.
Yeah, but I'm surprised when you're seeing a cardiac specialist go, you know, you're a little older now, you know, just to keep the rest of the heart strong. Because the last thing you want is other parts of your heart deteriorating.
Well, he didn't go into any other parts because we had... we had a long conversation just telling me about the disease and telling me about the alternatives and then telling me about what he thinks and why. And then he's like, okay, digest that and then we'll talk more. So round two will be more talk about, okay, what else? You know, these are the questions
You're
I have.
Eat fucking cake. Well, I'm eating kale. This is a bunch of horseshit. Say that right now.
But I don't feel good because I had heart surgery.
That'll pass.
Can you imagine?
You're gonna get ice cream and shit.
It's no, that's for your tonsils.
Still, trust me. You get surgery, you always deserve ice cream.
Oh, well, that's funny. I never got ice cream except when I got a rock thrown in my eye and it scratched my cornea.
That deserves ice cream.
Yeah, I got a sundae for that.
I got three fucking containers of ice cream. I'm not eating any of this shit. It's a bunch of horse shit in this house, what's going on.
You know, I just bought two containers of ice cream for Skinny Mr. Helix and put them in the freezer, and I don't eat any of that.
Yeah, so but I like it.
I love ice cream. Are you kidding me?
Why don't you eat it?
Well, because it's not for me. It's for him. I don't eat that. I overindulge in cookies. This is cookies or donuts. Those are my weakness.
Yeah, I'm not eating that shit these days either.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah,
sorry.
Sucks.
Yeah,
really does suck.
Yeah.
When we went on the trip, one of us was eating like a Gavone, and one of us was watching. It was not.
Let me guess. It was who?
I'll tell you what. The fucking cows that get blown in tornadoes had a better chance of surviving than crossing paths with Joe Curry.
on his way to a buffet.
well, we told that story last week about the fucking buffet. Finally we had to cave in after three states of me looking for a goddamn Subway that had tuna fish on Easter Sunday. But that's the whole. You'll have to listen back to
I'll
that.
Have to listen to the show.
Yeah.
I haven't had a chance yet, yeah, but I want to hear the whole thing.
So I just fucking caved in after three states and several hours and multiple reasons why they fucking failed. That was a lost cause for Subway last week.
Mm.
But that's neither here nor there. Yeah, I'm doing like salads and shit like that.
Yeah.
I'm eating rice cakes instead of potato chips.
Yeah, I know.
I was losing weight. No, I'm not. I've lost about probably about 4 or 5 pounds.
Well, that's good. You probably plateaued for a little bit, and then you'll go down again.
No, I reintroduced carbs.
Oh. Ah, yeah.
Because I'm eating, like, rice cakes and shit like that, and granola, and I'm having oatmeal every morning.
Yeah. Oatmeal's good.
All right. It's what I'm doing now, because somebody after a show told me, it really lowers your cholesterol. Eat that for a month. Because basically, I want to try to get back, like, by the end of the summer, I want to be, like, off the fucking meds and living like a human being again. I don't want to eat just fucking chicken. There's cows that need my attention.
You know, I had to go shopping for Pimp Helix, and
Pimp or Gimp, he'll answer to either one.
Oh God, he would. he thinks that shit's funny.
Because I said it, and I'm a genius.
So I had to pick up a couple essentials for him, and he eats very very stark now because of the diabetes. He's really regimented about what he eats. So I had picked up some regular things, but it's like his regular things are chicken, eggs. Yogurt.
Yeah.
I'm like, so I was just like, oh my God, I have all parts of the cow. You know,
well, chicken.
All parts of chicken, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, that's like, I've cut down on eggs. I don't really eat eggs anymore. I'm not really eating cheese anymore.
Yeah, that's because of your cholesterol level, right?
Some bullshit.
Yeah.
Some bullshit. Because I was watching what I was eating with the fucking turkey sausage. Fucking turkey fucked me. I'm going to get that turkey. Because now I'm eating more turkey than I was.
Oh, yeah. I have a turkey that I got for free from ShopRite a year ago.
Yeah,
still
yeah.
in the freezer.
Yeah, I've done that.
I got to cook that fucker.
Yeah, it's fucking bold. You'll get around to it.
You know what? I'm going to do it next week.
You cut a lemon in half. And you put that on the inside, the cavity, and that takes out some of the gaminess of a frozen bird.
Oh, no kidding.
You'll be fine. It'll be good. And frequent basting.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I make a good turkey.
Yeah, I make a good turkey, too.
My wife gets pissed off when we have to go down to the sister-in-law's for Thanksgiving.
Because it's like, not moist.
Because I know how to. I mean, her sister's an excellent cook, but I make better turkey.
Tent.
Yes.
Tent. Tent and then baste.
Got to baste every 30 minutes.
Yep. You can't have a life while you're doing this.
No. That's why I don't cook it very often.
I know. That's why.
But even like a chicken, I'm doing that shit. Just not as big.
Yeah, but I don't have a life right now, so it's like.
Now's
the time to make a turkey.
You should most certainly do it before the surgery.
I know.
Be productive. Busy yourself.
I know. And it's like, oh, could I have some turkey strips?
But turkey freezes too. You cook it and freeze it. You're good.
Oh, yeah. I think I'll be fine.
Yeah, but he ate like a fucking animal.
He's pointing to Joe's chair.
Yeah, no, he did. I mean, I'm like if we had to get fast food, I'm getting like a salad from the place.
Right.
And he's like, oh, get the burgers, the fries, and the onion rings. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
Oh, my God. I know. I saw a meme on Facebook that showed like all these burgers, and they were like specialty burgers with like extra things on them, like bacon and I don't know if it was like a filet of chicken or, I mean, they were just like, stopped up and all these fries and everything and apple pies and crap, and it was like this whole big tray of food, and they go, if you had 8 hours to eat all of this and you would get $1,500 for doing so, would you? And I'm like, I sized it up and I'm like, I wouldn't want to, but I could do that over the course of 8 hours for $1,500.
Yeah, I could.
Yes, I could do it. You know,
but just don't take my blood work the next day.
Oh my God, I know. It's like, but that wasn't as frightening as like those hot dog challenges where they just shove them in like an animal. Like one after, like I mean, yeah, I could take a hot dog, but one after the other.
Yeah, you could.
No,
I've seen movies.
Not with me in them.
No, not with you in them, but women do it.
No, it's,
women with more standards than you, my dear. You'll be fine.
Yeah, I was just like those hot dog challenges. I'm like, nope, couldn't do it. And I think I would like start panicking like that. I couldn't breathe if I had to go face down in a blueberry pie eating contest, and just like you go face down in
you could still pick your head up. They don't force your head down.
No, I know, but it's like that's the only way to get it done is like be right down in it. Like,
and then when you can't breathe,
like,
you
lift your head.
I mean, you'll have to have some muscle control, but unless you're a paraplegic, you should be fine, or a quadriplegic.
Oh, this like bouncy neck.
You should be okay.
Just pull up my finger. Lift.
Not eating pie these days. I got a whole fucking frozen cheesecake in there. Not eating that shit.
That's cruel.
I got tons of frozen cakes. I got frozen cakes. We got cookies in the house. That's a bunch of horseshit.
But that's the thing is that when you, this is the perverse truth. When you know you're going to diet, you eat everything in the house and then you diet.
No, well, that's
you can't
true.
Have that shit in the house.
It's just fine. You know, it is what it is. I'm just eating more chicken and turkey and, you know, it's fine. You know, I had like meat once last week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm eating a lot less pizza.
Yeah,
I had pizza once last week because when I'm in the city, it's tough. I just got to grab something and go. But whatever. Nobody wants to hear about that. Anyway, all right. So we'll look for an update next week, and I look forward to hearing what the second opinion was.
What are you writing in your prescription pad? What the hell is that?
I mean, listen, it's just really at this point, you really shouldn't make decisions without me. It becomes more apparent every week.
I'll call you every day.
You might have to. You might have to.
You'll be sorry.
I will be, but you'll be alive.
I appreciate that you're concerned about me. That's very nice.
Uh-huh. Well, I wish more people in your life were. That's all I'm asking. I that I'm the fucking port of last resort. I mean, it's disappointing because I'm a prick. I mean, when you text us about what's going on, Joe's like, "Oh, it'll be okay." But I'm cracking jokes. But I'm the,
I know.
But
I
I'm
know.
The one that has to, you know, when push comes to shove, it has to be me. This is not good for you.
No,
it's not good for anybody.
I know. I feel I'm in a precarious position.
Don't worry. We have a long flight to Vegas. I will talk to Mr. Helix.
Oh, jeez.
Mr. Helix needs to fucking raise his game.
Oh no. This would be bad.
Well, you know what? Maybe Mr. Helix needs to fucking raise. Don't worry. He's not much of a talker. So he'll fucking listen.
Oh my God, don't.
Well, you know what? Maybe if he treated you like a cat, I wouldn't have to have the conversation.
He's plenty observant of me and taking care of me.
Yeah, so he'll coax a pill down your throat or try to mix it into your food.
You just rub on the throat.
Yeah. He'll give you your medication inside a tuna fish sandwich and he'll call it a day.
Actually, that'll work. I love tuna fish.
I know. So you would have been very unhappy in my quest for Subway.
I would have been if there was no tuna fish to be found.
Three fucking states, couldn't find it.
That's unbelievable.
Over the course of a couple of days.
I would be really upset.
I was very upset. Yeah. Joe was very patient with me.
Well, you know what, though? Because he knew that you're trying. Hi, Joe.
Sea monkeys and jizz.
Sea monkeys and jizz.
Where is Joe Curry?
There he is. I almost forgot.
I know. It's been a couple of weeks.
I wish you did.
I did. You reminded me.
Listen, I fucking saved her life. You're welcome.
He gave me the Heimlich. That was the first half an hour of the show.
No, because she's surrounded by people that go on with their own lives and don't look out for her.
You were choking?
No, I just made
on
that
a cock.
Up.
I don't know whose it was, but I insisted he remove it from her throat immediately.
Aren't you the gentleman?
I most certainly am. I said please.
No,
I gave him a napkin to cover his cock up, and I sent him on his way. I said, you can't sit there.
Good day,
Joe,
sir.
Good day. Joe will be here soon. There's no room for four. It's a three-person show.
That's right. Good day, sir.
Joe will not understand a man with his cock out sitting in his chair. He's only willing to put up with so much.
It's enough with the song.
Joe's got 2 hours for this. He's not going to sit on your lap with his cock out.
And,
no.
And you go, so what are you looking at? I don't know what's worse, the song or him.
Me?
I'm sorry. What?
No, the song or him. The guy
the
sitting,
guy
in the
sitting
chair.
There with
well,
the
I
dick
sent
out.
Him on his way, because I care.
Right.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, so he didn't want you to have to see that.
Or feel it, as the case may be.
Oh, ha ha!
Maybe that song gets him hot. I don't know. Maybe not you, the guy with the sea monkeys and jizz and the cock and Bim's throat. I don't know what he liked. Clearly anything.
Look, we're trying to get the backstory. Look, we're trying to get the backstory on him.
Clearly anything.
Right, this fucking guy just sticking his cock in any open mouth.
You know,
and I missed you guys? What the fuck?
Do we really?
Now you're going to live longer. You're welcome.
Do we really know cock out, the guy with cock out in Joe's chair guy? Let's run an expose.
Well, we know some
nothing
that,
enough
dislikes.
Exposed.
Yeah, that was enough expose.
We likes it. He likes an open mouth. We know this. He likes a comfy chair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He wants to do radio. We know enough about
with
him.
With his penis out.
Yeah, yes. Well,
and, you know, Pip might miss some time, so there might be a guy with his cock out when you come to strolling in. I can't say it's not going to happen.
Gotcha.
All right, so tell us about this trip of yours.
Oh, well, Scala was amazing. The land of your brethren
yes,
is amazing.
Yes, of course it is.
We went last year.
Settled down. You had nothing that to up. Do with it.
We went last year, and we saw, like, a different part of Scotland. We saw more northern, and we did spend some time in Edinburgh, but we started in Manchester, England, and then we went up to Glasgow, and then we spent some time in Edinburgh. And the more north you go, the nicer people are. It's amazing. I mean, in England itself, like, in London, I'm not saying they're bad people, but they're cooler, and they're more reserved.
No, Joe says that on the air to them.
See, it was right. So shut up.
But the people in the
strong.
North, the people in the north are really nice, and they're down to earth. And yeah. The farther north you go, the better it is. I nice. Really like that area of the country a lot. And you know, what we did. We ate haggis.
Wow.
I know.
Well,
I was,
she wasn't complaining. Haggis.
Haggis didn't mind at all.
Just head straight. Tried, so Pip was
haggis,
squirming a little bit.
You have a little shot of scotch with it?
Daintily picked up the kilt. You know, it was actually what made it palatable was...
What is haggis again?
Two things. It's basically sheep guts mixed with oats and spices. And it's usually...
You
want
to do the Fat Horse Challenge again?
It's usually in a casing. And it sounds disgusting. Disgusting. No. And I have avoided it all these years.
The oats and spices made it sound delectable.
But I'll tell you what happened is that we took a tour, and the tour guide was teasing the Americans about that we were willing to eat hot dogs, but we wouldn't even try their haggis. And we took that kind of as a challenge. We're like, oh, wait a minute now. And then we were in a pub the next day, and they had haggis fritters.
You know he's working for minimum wage, right?
No, he's not one of those. He's a spooky tour guide.
Oh, so that means you should definitely follow his advice.
Definitely.
As long as he's spooky.
No, he was very funny, but he put it to us that way, and Mr. Hillocks and I looked at each other like, yeah, that, you know what's in hot
I know,
dogs.
In hot dogs. And Jesus Christ, God knows what's in
scrapings
there.
Scrapings off the floor, and we're willing to eat that shit. Why won't we try this at least once? So we're in.
I'm not saying you shouldn't have, but it's just fucking weak that you get goaded by a tour guy.
No, I have been goaded by a friend of mine who lives in the north of England for a long time about eating haggis.
Right, but never from your friend, only until some random tour guide stranger who was a little spooky did you and Mr. Hillock go, all right, sounds like something we should do.
Yeah, but you're on vacation, you're in the mood, you're on a tour, you know, we went in Rome, you know.
They went in Rome. Rome is delicious food. Yeah. Fucking haggis isn't making it to Rome. Are you insane?
I'm not saying haggis. You're there.
It was on every friggin' menu, and we avoided it.
Because they're not known for their food.
We avoided it. But this pub had haggis fritters, which made it seem somehow a little bit more palatable. We're like...
Because it's fried.
Yeah. So we went...
Fucking ugly American.
I know. So we're like, all right, look. And my... Mr. Hillocks has a fascination with this soft drink that they have that we don't have here. It's called Iron Brew. It's IRNBRU. And it's this... fluorescent orange soda that tastes to me like a mixture of cream soda and bubble gum. It is shit.
Ugh.
It is disgusting.
Ugh.
Yeah, but Mr. Hillocks will put anything in his mouth.
I've seen that happen.
Yes.
He was obsessed with it last trip, and every place we went that it was available, he got some. He just drank Iron Brew the whole time we were up there because you can't get anywhere else. And he was like glugging it down. It was
such a fucking tourist.
It was so fun. No, that's the local drink. And so
nom nom nom.
Yeah, it was funny.
So why didn't you bring some home?
Well, you can't bring liquids anywhere anymore.
Yeah, but you didn't have a checked bag?
No, we didn't. If we did, that would have made all the difference in the world, but we didn't check any bags. So, yeah, there is no Aaron Brew coming back with us. But on the side of the fritters, they had Aaron Brew chutney. And we were like, okay, we're sold.
It's a sign.
It was an appetizer. Satan. So we're like, all right, we'll get this, and the three of us will try it.
Three?
Yeah, our friend Mercedes went on this trip with us.
We know Mercedes.
Yeah,
we know Mercedes.
She was on the show. And so
that gives her all the credibility she needs.
It does.
Somebody to hold the camera.
Who says she was holding it? Never mind.
Listen, you're in your weakened state, I
switch.
Understand.
Look, we were on vacation, you know? All bets are off.
What happens in Scotland stays.
It comes to the show. Everything comes
to
the show.
We'll have to interview Mercedes.
So we tried it, and it was actually not bad.
I feel like that's not really eating haggis, though, because you frittered it up.
Yeah, we cheated.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I remember my brother had his knees done at once. He had replacement knee surgery, and he had both done at once because he's nuts. I go, what did you do in pain? He goes, I drank scotch, and then I ate haggis, and that took my mind off everything.
As it would.
I feel like that was a gateway towards eating haggis. Like, I feel like you still have to do it.
Yeah, I feel like I've got bragging rights, and I'm never going back there again. To haggis. I'll go back to Scotland.
Yeah, of course, because Mott and Hoople will play again next year.
No, we're not. I'm not. There would not be Mott the Hoople in my future. It would just be Scotland.
Well,
it's fantastic.
Unless Mr. Helix has something to say about it. Oh, look, they're playing again. Their last time this year.
Well, enjoy.
You'll go.
No.
How was Mott? How was Mott the Hoople going?
It was good. It was really fun. And people were just like, it was almost like a religious event for people in Glasgow. They were just like getting teared up and like celebrating and high-fiving, like, you know, it was.
Do they have cable?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I don't know, but they were very excited to see them again because they're more known in the UK than they are here by far.
I understand.
You know, so, and it was, there were a lot of olds. And
yeah, you're not
going to
get too many of the kids. Who are your favorite artists? Taylor Swift and Mott the Hoople.
Yeah, really. No. That, surprisingly, there were some young people,
yeah,
but it was mostly old.
Because their parents played in the fucking car.
Yeah,
that's how we indoctrinate. That's what happened. Except my kid, who can't be bothered.
Oh, no. Well, you can't be bothered, so why would she be bothered
I would take her to concerts.
Well, I meant Mott the Hoople.
No, but I mean, I'm talking about passing your music on to the next generation.
What was what was she saying about, you were telling me the story while we were on the road. You were playing something, and she's like, what is this stuff?
No, whenever I play like anything rock, it sounds like they're just screaming. It's just noise. What are they saying? Why does this guy sound like Elmo?
That's Brian Johnson of AC/DC.
Sound like Elmo. Well, Cookie Monster voice is...
It's like perpetually driving with my parents.
Yeah.
Such a fucking treat. Except I get to pay for gas and tolls.
Funny. Yeah.
That's funny.
Fighting over the radio is a time-honored ritual amongst parents and children.
There's no fighting.
Oh, well, just, you know, grabbing the dial and go, no.
In Nettie's car, you'd lose a hand. Are you kidding me? WPAT and don't touch the dial.
There's no more dials, dear.
You remember that station? Yeah,
oh,
WPAT.
Yeah, that's true. No. Yeah. Well, there wasn't our day.
Right.
Yeah.
But no. She's in the backseat, safely ensconced in backseat bullshit.
I know. Like, tied down with their plastic, you know.
Nah, she's on a device. She knows she's going to have to deal with my music. Once in a while, she bitches to my wife, and then it filters up to me, and then I got to...
It filters up to you?
Yeah.
There's complaints in the rear cabin, sir.
The wife's been a pain in the ass with the music lately. Two times.
What does she want to hear?
I don't know, but Nirvana was giving her a headache, and something else was giving her... It's like, oh, Eminem, and then it was Nirvana.
Oh, when
Wynwood. Wynwood.
No. When Pimp Helix was a youngster, he used to torture me with his music. He'd always play it at ear-deafening volume.
I didn't even have this shit cranking.
Oh, God.
By the way, Eminem not really safe to travel with your kid. I mean, I didn't.
Oh, no.
He curses a bit.
And really? You're just figuring this out?
And there's a lot of nasty things towards women. So for the...
So for the female child, this is not...
They're not all Slim Shadys. They're not all the real Slim Shady. They stand up.
I had to call my field salesman last week, and he goes, hey, I'm on speak with my kids. Watch your fucking language.
Funny. Watch your fucking
language. All right, so you sort of ate haggis.
Yeah, we sort of...
Mott and the Hoople was amazing, as always.
Yeah, it was... we saw him twice.
I know. Did he on the same fucking trip?
Yeah.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, this was what the trip was built around.
Of course.
Were the, was these two concerts.
Did he buy a shirt?
He already had.
But it's a new trip.
No, they both did. No, you know what? He did get a new shirt.
Of course he did.
Yeah, he did.
You got to travel that far, you're going to get yourself a shirt.
Yeah, he got a shirt. But he didn't get the shirt that had the dates on the back because he liked the design of the other shirt better. I was kind of surprised.
Kind
of
like me at the Muhammad Ali thing.
We were at the Muhammad Ali Museum, there was a lot of discussion on the t-shirts.
Yeah, of course.
And which ones to get. And I picked mine, and I was helping Dab. We were like two girls at Mandy's trying to get shirts.
Leave Johnny Race out of this.
We
should have called Johnny Race in. The discussion would have been a lot quicker.
Yeah.
I trust his word over you.
Because
is there a silk one?
Because
how would this look off the shoulder?
Because he gets one. He goes, how do you like this? Yeah, right. But he gets one, and he goes, yeah, this looks cool. I go, yeah, get that one. I go, but there's nothing to say that the museum is on there. I go, because the thing about it was there were a couple of cool shirts, but they didn't mention the museum. You could have went to Target. You know, you want to know people that you were there.
Right.
You know, this is what you saw.
I need street cred from random
you
strangers.
Need, yes, you do.
Yes, you
because,
do.
You know, it's like, yeah, you got that from Target. Oh, you were really there? How was that place? Oh, it was cool.
Oh,
wait a minute.
Now, if we would have gone that far with it, I would have gotten the one that looks like from Target. I don't have conversations. The fuck is wrong with you? You should know me better than that. Now I'm in a conversation about the fucking museum with somebody stranger, and I just want to go to my car because I bought my groceries? What the fuck is wrong with you?
I was just trying to get...
Well, we should have played it out to this
Daniel, last... I wish you told me that. Then we could have cut the visit 20 minutes short in that fucking
gift shop. I didn't know that it would end up this way where a conversation would be involved.
So you got to be like me and buy the whole gift shop like it's Studebaker.
Oh, my God. Joe bought enough shit where they're going to crank up in a factory again at Studebaker.
I blew $200 worth on merch in
Did you really?
Store.
Oh, yeah. That's cute. You were so excited about it.
No, this was cute. But outside the museum, Joe's hands, like a little girl about to go into Disney.
Flapping
oh,
in arms.
Oh, he didn't know what to do with himself.
I can't tell him shut up or give him a reel or anything. No, guilty as charged. No, I was stoked. I've been wanting to go to this museum for at least 10 years, but it's like, when am I ever going to... I'm not going to get in a car and drive to South Bend, Indiana.
Yeah, really?
I'm not.
Why?
All right? You know, it's not like it's a destination.
Sorry,
or
South
something.
Bend.
So then when we're on the road, we're working in Mishawaga, and Mishawaga is 10 miles.
Look at how casually he throws Mishawaga around. Yeah. Like,
his name
like
drops,
everybody knows.
Oh,
look at
you with the Joe Curry tour shirt with all the dates too.
Funny, but be on there. I saw South Bend was close, so we're at the first show. I'm like, how far away is the museum? It's 10 minutes away. And I told him, I go, look, can we please go? I gotta go. I'm like a little girl. We wanna go. All right, yay! Had to be nice
to
him. The
you're
whole
lucky
night,
he's a dad and he's been through this before, or else you would have gotten a no.
Yeah,
no, trust me. My daughter's a lot more irresistible and just as nasty as he is.
Oh, my God.
I don't get the warm fuzzies with either one. You just go, fine, just so you're quiet.
Well,
and it works.
I was like you when we went to a place called the Necropolis in Glasgow.
Mm.
You walk across this bridge and you look up and there's this like a knob, like a hill in the middle of the city. And it is filled with huge, elaborate gravestones and crypts.
What is wrong with
and
you?
And I was just like, it is the coolest looking thing ever.
No wonder you're not getting a second opinion. You want to fucking join your friends on the hill.
I want a nice mausoleum.
Really? You want a mausoleum?
No, no.
What are you going to get?
No.
An
I'm
going to
get
grave?
Cremated.
Are you getting cremated?
Yeah, put me under a tree or something.
Have you written that out?
No, not yet. I have to go pick up the paperwork for my friend.
For what?
Because, you missed that. I'm having surgery on May 10th.
We're not going back.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry. I set it straight. It's good now.
Oh, good luck.
Yay. He's operating.
I'm very good at the game operation.
Look, it says DR in front of his
Remove
name.
Remove her funny bone.
Can't find one.
Yeah. It's gone. Can't find one. Bastard.
You know.
I wanted to go fuck you, but the comedy's comedy.
No, funny's funny.
No, funny's funny.
All right, so Mott the Hoople was good. You eat some haggis.
Yes.
What else? You said something about TSA?
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Now, not only, I don't know if you know this, but now not only do you have to keep everything down to 3.5 ounces, but you are only allowed a Ziploc bag, which they provide, worth of your fluids. So,
this is new.
Really?
Yeah. This is brand fucking new.
When did they come up with this?
I don't know, but
it is
awful.
Is that an England thing or an American thing?
This was American.
Fucking Trump.
It was unbelievable.
He spreads his fluids around enough now. We can't. Bunch of bullshit.
It was. Well, we were doing that. Wait, we were doing this in England.
Oh, God almighty.
Yeah, he thinks he is.
No, wait. Was this only in England? Because we didn't have to do that. No, I think this is an English thing.
Oh, all right. Well.
Because fucking I think Parliament. This is a UK thing, yeah.
No, it's fucking Theresa May.
And it's the tiny Ziploc bag, and they want you to put everything in there. So, I mean, like, girls have makeup. It's like, it's not only because if it's a big container, it's like, do you have moisturizer? Yes. Makeup? Yes. Mascara? Yes.
Mascara?
Yes. I bought my nephew a snow globe. Get it in there. I was just like, oh my God. My friend bought all those she went to the Scotch store and bought little like tiny sample bottles in there. And you're only allowed
you bought it in the airport, right?
No,
oh.
No.
Oh, well, there you go.
But you had to put
it. They let you declare booze. Like you, that could be one of your checked items.
Yeah, but only if you go to if you check it. And none of us checked luggage. We went with my friend Mercedes.
It could be one of your carry-on.
A
personal item.
No. You have to fit all your shit in this one little Ziploc bag, and it has to zip closed, or else you can't take it. I can't tell you how much shit I left behind on that table.
What'd you leave behind?
Well, I had, like girly stuff. I'm like, okay, well, I guess this is going to expire soon, so I'll leave that. Okay, there's the body lotion little... sampler that I got from the hotel. I can't keep that.
Got to put these. Can't bring these towels. Can't bring the shower curtain.
Not for nothing. But does anybody really think you're going to hijack a plane? Look at you.
I know. I mean, I look like the most evil person on the planet, right? You know, I mean, yeah, I mean, I sell fucking Tupperware. They don't
like
know
you're
going to
be
what,
running up the fucking way going Wynwood Akbar.
Wynwood Akbar.
Yeah, I know.
Tell you what, Wynwood would make me want to fucking crash a plane.
Oh, stop it. He's great.
He's what?
He's good. I love Wynwood, Stevie Wynwood.
Thank you.
You guys should go to a concert together. She'll introduce you to the lighting crew.
I don't feel like going to Scotland.
No, Wynwood plays here.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, but you don't want to see him here. You got to jump on a plane and fly 8 hours.
No, it was Mr. Helix. She didn't want to go there.
There you go.
Yeah, no, I want to go. I'll go see him whenever he's playing, if I can. So, and this is the most amazing part. Now, we flew Newark to Manchester.
Get out! That was the most amazing part.
I wasn't there yet.
I would have given the Elaine from Seinfeld and pushed you down.
Get out of here, Bam! Oh, not a shot to the chest, not yet.
Now's the time.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not going to hurt my hand on a medical device. Gotta think about these delicate hands.
So then we took a little plane, Flybe. Oh my God,
what?
The tiniest little plane. I know, I've never heard of him.
Flybe?
Flybe is the airline that flies you from Manchester to Glasgow, and they're little purple planes, and they're fucking tiny.
Oh, they're adorable.
No, Buddy Holly died on one of these. They're so small. And I'm like, we're looking at you.
Did you rub his belly?
For good luck, yeah.
A little plane.
You walk across the tarmac, and then you walk up the little steps, and
yeah,
you get in it.
Those.
It was just so small, and I'm like, I'm not happy. But no. And your bags have to be really small. So my friend had to check her bag because it just wouldn't wedge into that tiny little metal square.
But they don't charge you for the checking.
They did.
They charged her?
They charged her.
What
it was 50
plane.
Pounds.
What a shit plane.
I know.
Wait, was she had a carry-on that was 50 pounds?
No, that's how much the charge was. That's what it cost her. So she was like trying to wedge it in there as best as she could. And they were like, nope. Yeah, that sucked. So,
fuck Scotland.
And
they don't have good food. Sounds like a pain in the ass to get. I don't need that shit.
But I'm just saying,
see a fucking hill of dead people.
Don't they have an airport in Scotland?
They do.
Why don't you land there?
Well, because the first show was in Manchester.
Oh, okay.
And then the second show was in Glasgow.
Why don't you just go on the tour bus?
We didn't have a tour. It was just us.
No, I meant with the band.
Oh, with the band, we asked, and they said, no, remember what happened last time.
I got to say, this seems like a lot to see this fucking band. They were just here in the city.
I know. Well, that went on sale after we already planned this. So
I hope Mr. Helix fucking blew these guys and made it worth his while to fucking go. It's a lot.
No, they all blew him. That made it worth his while.
Yeah.
Okay. Better
look,
still.
When you get a blowy from Ian Hunter, you know you've been blown. I'm just saying.
I don't even know.
That would be
Ian
a good
Hunter
T-shirt.
Is.
Ian Hutch is the lead singer.
I assumed, but I don't care. I couldn't name you one Mott the Hoople song.
All the Young Dudes.
All the what now?
All the Young Dudes.
All the Young Dudes. Long, carry the
yeah,
news.
I know that song. Yeah.
All right, you know that.
Yeah, yeah. I shut that one off. But
it was a long way to, what's that, long, it's a long, long way to...
Memphis.
Memphis.
All the way to Memphis.
Yeah, especially
dun, dun,
you come
dun,
from
dun,
Scotland.
Dun, 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 dun,
yeah.
Dun, 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 dun.
And roll away the stone. Won't you roll away the stone? It was a number one over there. I don't know it very well. But those are the three I know.
Yeah.
Mott was big. Mott was big in the '70s here. Like a band that like was big in Europe that's not really big here is like Status Quo. Like if you go to see Status Quo, like who I don't know one of their
that
songs.
Was my reaction.
They're big. Well, no, but they're big and they were big.
It was always tough for me to. I went to see Status
Europe.
Quo or Saxon. Then I said, "Fucking neither one. I don't care."
And they're in the same league as Saxon.
Exactly.
They're not. Yeah. But
or Angel and all that shit.
Well, Angel. No, Angel is. They still play here.
I know, but nobody cares.
Somebody cares. I care. I have to open for them sometimes.
Right, but if anybody besides other bands cared,
you wouldn't
have to open for them.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
the
thing. Nobody cares. Yeah. Oh, we're coming. I mean, people still care about Mott the Hoople. I'll give you that. They're bigger they're bigger than like Saxon and shit. But it's like that shit. It's like when UFO would tour before the guy died. Nobody cares.
I was kicking myself in search. Okay, but we opened up for the London Choir Boys 2 years ago, and I didn't realize that most of the London Choir Boys play with the Down and Outs, which is Joe Elliott's other band, which I love. And that would have been one of those things where, you know, I met Spike briefly, but I'm like, I would have carried on like a schoolgirl.
Well, at least your dignity was intact. So
yes.
We'll have that.
Yes. Yes.
Well, with Mott the Hoople, there is a Winwood connection.
Oh, is there?
There is.
What's the Winwood connection?
Well, before he was known as Ariel Bender, that's the guitarist in Mott the Hoople.
Is that why they have Bender guitars?
No, that's
Ariel
just
Bender's
the name
just
he came up
goofy
with.
Name.
Yeah, that's his stage name.
Was Buffin in the band? No, Buffin, I think, died.
He
was at
don't
the Necropolis
know.
Waiting
was,
for Pip.
Well, yes. There was Walter, whatever his name is,
Matthew.
The piano player.
Yeah.
And Ian Hunter and Ariel Bender, and that was
the
originals.
I think the rest of the guys are either
they're dead.
Yeah, they're dead.
Yeah.
Buffin is dead, I think.
I think. So Ariel Bender's used
to... Look at you. Well, the conservative host, the nice host.
Ariel Bender
one person today, okay?
Used to be named Luther Grosvenor. That's the name that he was born under.
Grosvenor?
Grosvenor.
Yeah, good fucking change on that one. I can't argue there.
And when he was Luther, he was in a band called Deep Feeling with Jim Capaldi, who was in Traffic with Steve Winwood. See?
There you go.
So they all knew each other.
There's that.
There's that. But the other thing is that I was on all those flights, and then the last flight that we were taking home, all of a sudden they take me aside, and they really, first of all, I got...
They took you aside?
Oh, look at her.
Oh, yeah.
She's a ne'er-do-well.
Yeah. I got taken aside at one of the airports.
Were you given a firm talking to?
I was given a firm frisking.
Oh, lucky girl. Ooh.
Yeah, the girls got a seeing to.
Yeah.
Seeing to?
Yes, they did.
Really?
Those can't be tits.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, no. And it was decided they sure were.
What you got in your snatch, mate?
Oh, God, those can't be tits. Come here, you.
Come here, you. Honky, honky. Oh, they are.
Let me put my head down, but you...
All right, that's called the Bronski test. You may board, madam.
Hold on, let me see if the nipples are working.
Yeah. Do you have a boating license, sir? But the woman takes my arm, and she feels my upper arm. Like
working out?
Like, kind of. Like that. And I went... And then she goes, okay. And I'm like,
I
what
like,
the fuck was that for?
I would have been like,
and only one arm.
You want me to flag? Well, that was the one. The right arm was the troublemaking arm.
This one, certainly
the left
was.
Arm was minding its own business, like a good arm should.
Yeah, it was just hanging out. And this one had to get squeezed.
Look,
I'm
a fucking uppity. I'm a troublemaker. Look at that arm.
What if I had all the arms, you know, and contraband on the left side?
Then she gets fired. Why didn't you check the left arm? Well, it looked fine. Right. The right arm was looking at me weird.
Turns out the left arm was a machine gun. You fucked up, bitch.
But then, at the last stop, well, first of all, they took my CPAP out of its case, and you have to put it in one of those plastic bins.
How the hell did you pack that along with you?
Because you, since it's a medical device, I can take that as an extra bag.
Oh, look at you. Show off.
I know. So I had that, and then they put it through the little machine. And
can I pack snacks in your CPAP bag when we go to Vegas?
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah.
It's going to make her ailments work for me.
Why are there Cheetos in a CPAP?
Why
wouldn't there be?
That's the answer.
That's the answer.
Now just let me go and get the fuck out of here.
The little plastic mask part popped off. And
you're like Mr. Bean.
I was like, and I'm freaking out because I can't use it without that. And I'm like, and I get a guy to come over and I'm like, my CPAP, the part of it came off. It's gone. And so he goes,
it's gone?
He goes,
what,
yeah.
Make a run for it?
And he goes, oh, what's it look like? And I go, it's the plastic mask part. And he goes, I have one. I know what you're talking about. I'll go get it. And he fished it out of the machine.
So it got stuck in the machine?
It got stuck in the freaking machine.
I thought he was going to give you yours. His. I'm like, fuck you. I don't want yours.
Yeah.
I want mine.
I don't want your slobberings. Because
it didn't want to be on your face anymore. I'm going to live here now.
Shh. All right. That's all I'm trying to look at. Fuck.
It's an escape.
A stupid dragon breath every morning. I want to start a new life.
Yeah. It's got slobber on Scotland. It. You don't know.
It's a hard life. I don't blame it for trying to escape.
I know. We tried to make a break for it. And I said, no, I'm not having any of that.
You're a prisoner for life.
So he went and got it for me, and he was so nice about
it. Did he stick it down his pants like it was a cup, too?
He did. He made a little puppet show with it, was disgusting. Oh. I really had to sanitize it afterwards.
Touch they give you.
Yeah. Funny. And I already got
like
the personal
balls.
Touch. I'd already been given the personal touch. I didn't need any more personal touch.
So they just pulled you out of the line out of everybody?
Yeah. It's random. So I heard this go off and they're like, okay, you pull the side. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, that's always the response.
Yeah, that's not good.
It's never, oh, goody, goody, goody. It's
yeah.
Like, oh, fuck.
But then.
It's like that one gazelle the fucking lion gets. It's like, there's 340 of us. Fuck.
Yeah, well, you were the slow one.
No. Mm-hmm. Sometimes he doesn't go for the slow one. Sometimes he goes into the right in the middle.
Yeah, but he never goes for the fast one.
No, because that's too much work. But he'll go right in the middle. He doesn't get the last one. Sometimes he does. I've been watching enough Nat Geo to, you know, they usually go for the last. But sometimes, he
Joe
wants
Basic
that one.
Cable Curry. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, guess who was the slow one on this trip?
Pip just lollygagging, moseying on into her fucking...
Lumbering onto the corridor.
Lumbering, better yet.
Yes. Well, I had hurt my back before we left. So I was in agony the whole trip.
Oh.
It was really tough going.
It's a long flight.
Yeah.
It's what, 8 hours, right?
No, it was 6 and change going over, and it was 7 and change coming back.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't.
Watch 3 movies.
But I had to get up and go over by the galley and stretch because
that's what they call it.
I understand. But
it's not called a fucking restaurant. It's a galley.
It's not even a fucking galley.
It's a galley.
It is.
It's just where they open up the tinfoil bullshit.
I know, but that's what they call it.
It's a galley. The name of like the ships is like a galley.
A galley you can actually cook in.
I was hanging out in the area where the stewardesses hang out and smoke while they're not tending to
us.
They
were smoking?
No, I'm kidding. Oh. No, well, you don't like galleys, so I'm making up a new scenario.
Right. Well, you didn't... Just a better name. The place by the toilets.
I was hanging out in the place by the toilets.
That's pretty much it.
That's
is.
A better name?
But it's more accurate. Oh, let me... Oh, we're going to prepare your food where people shit. I mean, that's really what's going
it's
on
It's really
there.
What's happening.
That's really
Hence
what,
the name galley.
It's a foot away. Yeah.
More like a porta poopa potty.
They like to have a new name for it so you don't associate those things.
But I do. A guy just took a wicked shit out of there, and now you're opening my roast beef and potatoes.
The toaster oven is not over the toilet in there.
No, but you open up the door, you get a whiff.
Yeah,
you know.
Of which? Both.
Well, you're hoping the food's better than what that guy just dropped.
But if he had tuna, you'd eat it.
No, you don't fly. You don't eat tuna on a plane.
No, you don't eat tuna on a plane.
It's not a flying fish.
Yeah. So, what the hell was I talking about?
Your trip to Scotland.
Oh yeah, I know. So now here when they were like raking me over the coals about how many like fucking moisturizers I had.
Look at me, I'm dry, you whore.
Look at how white I am. I need sunblock. God damn it.
I'm drying up like a snail.
I know. So I'm like fighting for my life to keep all my liquids, and then
that's often the case with you. Easy, girl. Steady, steady, steady.
So then
Speaking
he goes,
of which.
Oh, and the scanner found a pair of scissors in here. And I look at him and I go, what? What do you, And so he goes here on the side, and I know that there's a mesh pocket there, and I'm thinking about this. I put my hand in. I pull out these whopping big scissors that I must have brought with me on another trip out of the mesh pocket. I had no idea they were there because they were in the bag from some other trip where we weren't on a plane.
Good thing
and
you
the
left
blade,
your 45 at home.
The blade.
Some
is like,
guys fucking get caught for that reason.
So was this? But this wasn't even your first flight, so it passed.
That's my point. Yeah. It passed through all this. Now they're busting my balls about sunblock and like soap, you know, and liquid soap. But here's a like 4.5-inch blade on these scissors, and that went through. I can't even tell you how many scanners before this guy knows. It really is, and I was like. I didn't
so
even know that was there. And he goes, you can't have it. And I'm like, I understand. Take it.
You can't have it. You might do arts and crafts.
Yeah. I know.
You might want to give the crew a trim. We can't have that shit at 40,000 feet.
I know. Can you imagine? It was crazy. I mean, like, so I was fondled. My CPAP was taken apart. I had to leave all these liquids behind.
You know where all these terrorist attacks are happening now? The fucking ground.
Yeah.
We might want to start protecting that a little better.
It's just way crazy.
It's been like that.
I know, and but some places
get that TSA pre-board.
Some places
you
I
wouldn't
had to
be
take
able to bring
off my
scissors
shoes
on either way. But
no,
you got to get that TSA.
Well, I didn't even know they were there. Some places I had to take off shoes. Some places I didn't.
Yeah, it's fucking completely random.
This one lady
TSA,
had
TSA pre-board. Never take off shoes again.
You know. Well, I'm definitely doing it
in America.
I'll definitely set it up now because it's like, oh, this is a hassle.
You just go to Newark Airport.
Yeah,
you register online, then you go down, they take your picture.
Yeah,
give you bingo bango. $80 for 5 years, you'll look at all the fucking scum who have to wait online. It's lovely.
Well, that was me.
I've been that scum. I won't be that scum
Oh,
again.
Great. Next time if I go on the road with him, we have to fly. Now I'm going to have to sit and have him stand there pissed while I come through.
No, you fucking wait online. I'm going on my own. I'll see you at the gate, stupid.
Say ya.
You're not my concern. You're not my child.
Somehow. Sometimes.
You'll be in a... Only when you get close to that museum that you really love.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Or when he leaves something behind.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
His favorite toy. That's happened with her and him. Turn
bad.
Shit up. Yeah, it's fucking ridiculous. I put up with too much.
Yeah, well, I was crying like I lost my teddy bear when that little plastic piece came off of CPAP because I knew that nobody was going to talk to me anymore if they were listening to this snoring.
Well, yeah, but I mean, what, Mercedes shared a hotel room with you guys?
Yeah, when we were in Manchester, we shared a flat that like an Airbnb flat that had 3 bedrooms.
Oh, that's nice.
It was really nice. It had, like, you know, a cute little kitchen and, you know, like it was somebody's...
No, galley, dear. We call it a galley.
No, it was a kitchen. And they had laundry in there. It was, like, really good. So we were there, and then we got our own rooms when we were in Glasgow and Edinburgh.
Yeah.
So, good trip.
Yeah, it was a great trip. I got to see dead things.
Good girl.
I ate food that I shouldn't
have.
You
got to see people who'll be dead soon in the band?
Yes, and I felt like I was dead every time my back acted up and I was tromping through cobblestone streets in Edinburgh.
Did you sleep with a cat in your back?
You know what? I wish I did, because, you know, they do that little pawing action.
No, but you know
like
how they curl up in the small of your back because they're assholes.
I know. Well, I went to a cat cafe. I got Mr. Hillix to go with me.
Oh, there's one on Long Island I want to go to.
Yeah, I went with...
Paul Bond frequency.
Do go first thing in the morning.
Why?
Because they're much more active then. In the afternoon, all they want to do is sleep, and you're not allowed to touch them when they sleep.
Oh.
Go first.
You live in a fucking cat cafe.
I know. I missed my cats.
Oh, my God. That is something I would not do.
Oh, it was so great.
No.
Kitty.
Tons of kitties.
Oh, Winnie Williams.
Tons of kitties.
Why do I want some random cat fur in my fucking food? Ugh.
No, they actually give you... You know how when you're microwaving and there's that plastic Tupperware cover that you put over so that it doesn't splash all over the place?
Yeah.
They call it a spit cover, and they give that to put over your food so that if you're playing with cats, nothing, like, wafts into your food.
I'm fucking playing with cats while I eat fucking cat. What the fuck? Ridiculous.
It was so fun. Oh, so glad I got to do it.
And then we got the same shit in town with the dogs. I got a fucking... It's called Fetch. It's like a chain, I think.
Awesome.
Where people, like, they can bring their dogs in while they eat. Not eating there.
Awesome.
With puppies, though.
Oh, yeah. I love puppies.
Not while I eat.
Yeah.
Not while I eat. Not? You go to a dog park, you want to play with puppies.
Yes.
I'm not while I'm eating.
Yeah, but then you're the creep that shows up at the dog park without a dog.
But Joe's always the creep, so he's fine.
But I love puppies. I want to play with puppies.
I do, too.
Pull their tails.
I stop people, and I talk to them, and I play with their dogs and stuff, and most people are nice about it. Only once did I get somebody looking at me like, get away from me, you creep, but that was in New York, so I deserve that.
I don't want people around. Fine, real quickly. We got, because I mentioned this on Facebook, and then we're going to take a break. We got to stop with the fucking group seating with strangers. We got to stop that shit at restaurants.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you saw what I wrote.
Yeah, which I and you saw what I wrote. How is that not in the script?
Yeah.
And I don't want to be, when I'm a soul diner, I don't want to be put with people, and then they feel forced to have conversation with me. I didn't want to bother them. And they're being nice. They don't care about what I have to say.
I just don't want to.
I don't want to sit with other people. No. I don't like eating with other people.
Nor should people be subjected to you while you're eating.
No, I told the story. And a matter of fact, I was a guy I used to work with came to one of my shows a couple of weeks ago. We were telling a story where I am an only child. I grew up alone. I eat alone. That's the way I've always been. So one job I was at, I would eat by myself. And the other guy's like, were you too good to sit with us? I go, no. I'd like to eat by myself. I go, it's just been the way it is.
Yeah.
So they took the saws, they'll cut my table in half and threw it in the dumpster. So I had to eat with them.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Jax.
Well, you know, you fine in front of me. You've never had an issue.
You're a friend. I know you. My pal.
Well, you
that's
work
different.
With them.
But
and I know not to go near your plate.
Well, that's true.
Well, that's the problem.
I don't want to lose a finger.
You want to also here's the difference. At when we eat together at the diner, we're after a show, we sit, we goof around and stuff like that. During work, you worked all morning. I just want to kick back and I read the paper. I want to just be left alone until we have to get rolling in the afternoon. And that's the way I am. You know, it's a little bit different than when you and I or hanging out and eating. We're talking about the show. We're discussing comedy show. We're discussing this show. We're goofing on people. We're, you know.
A lot of that.
You know. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I do that too. I used to like to eat alone.
I like to eat alone.
Yeah.
But I mean, like I'll talk to people who I know. But it's like, ugh, now I got to put on the fake charm.
Right.
Because, you know, here's the thing. Here's my reality. I'm going to be completely honest. I have nothing to discuss with people. I know. I really don't. I really don't. So it comes up, what do you do? Comedy. And it's like, okay, well, that's the only thing I can discuss. But now I got to answer every question.
Yeah, and now they expect you to be funny. Which, and it's like, I'm off.
Joe will tell you never expect that. I'm speaking of the comedy, one more fucking thing. So we do. It's a fundraiser from one of my kids' music groups. It's called Wire Choir. They're very good, by the way.
Oh, good.
I recorded some of the stuff. I played like Sweet Child of Mine. I played Michael Jackson. It's really good. It's all strings. Very good. And drums. Strings and drums. So they're doing fundraisers because next year's trip is to Orlando.
Wow.
They're going to take a trip to Orlando. The daughter wants to go.
Damn.
But, yeah, fine. So it's going to be expensive, I'm sure, but whatever. Pay for it. She's a good student. Whatever. So the wife's like, all right, you know what? They should do a comedy fundraiser. All right. Do a comedy fundraiser. I'm going to go talk to her, but I don't want you on the show.
Your wife said that?
Yes. Wait, what do you mean you don't want
me?
Who
you, Bix?
What?
I do not want you on the show. I married you, but I do not want you on the show.
I'm like, wait, but I'm
fucking
Bix. I'm the guy who people put on the show to make sure shit works properly.
Yeah, wait a minute now.
Well, she saw me the night before. She's like, and I had a good sense. She's like, well, you're too political. And I go, yeah, but nobody knows what I'm thinking on the politics and shit. I'm not going to make people feel. It's like, I think she's gun shy from the rabbi event, but the show went very well.
Yeah,
it was when he rebooked the following year, and I found out he was a racist. That it didn't.
That was the problem.
Yes, my shows are very good. So I go there. I go, okay, you want us to put on the show, but you don't want me on. I go, then guess what? You're running it. She's like, why am I running it? I go, because I'm going to be working someplace else. I'm not taking the night off. I go, you want to do this? You'll run the show. I'll hide the talent. You run the show.
I understand
What'd
that.
What'd she say?
Okay. She used to run shows. She hasn't run shows in like 15 years.
Yeah.
She used to run shows. That's how she got to know all the comics.
Yeah.
But,
that's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They would see her more than they would see me.
Yeah, it's funny. I forgot. Yeah. Yeah, she did.
Yeah, but once the kid came along, that was the end of that.
Right, right, right.
And the guy at Andiyama yelled at her, but that's a different story.
Oh.
I'm not going to tell him now.
Story for another day.
Yeah. Right, but I'm a little insulted.
I would be too.
Guy. I'm the guy when the booker, all right, he'll figure it out. Whatever comes his way, he'll adjust, you know.
Yeah, I would be insulted. I'm sorry.
No, you didn't fucking insult me. You have no reason to be sorry. This is what I
show's not over yet.
Well, part of
it's early.
Within the 3 hours, I'm generally not insulted if I get insulted.
Right. It's fine. Since we're done, now all bets are off.
Oh, yeah, then it's hurtful.
Yeah.
But during the show, you know.
It's real.
Generally, I don't get insulted. It's never by Pip. You by you occasionally, but never by Pip. But no, I mean, this is some bullshit, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
If it was the thing I did, and they're like, "Okay, we're gonna do the thing you do, but not you," I'd be like, "What? What? What? What do I suck? What?
No,
what
she
is
just,
that?
She just saw me do really well.
I know, but it brings up a lot of questions. Like, what?
Yeah,
what?
It's a problem.
Yeah,
it's a problem.
I would feel bad about that. I'm sorry.
Again, you have nothing to apologize for. You would hire me.
Yeah, I would.
You have hired me.
Yes.
But apparently my wife won't hire me. But I should hire the talent. It's like, what?
What? Yeah.
What's the date?
I don't know.
He wants
the
gig.
I'd probably offer you a part of the show.
I think I hit that on the head.
That's funny.
Of course he is. But no, Joe would probably be one of the people I was thinking of to put on the show.
Boy, I tell you though, I fucked up a Thursday night. I'm on stage and there was a woman there that I thought was pregnant.
Oh God!
You should know better.
I should.
And thinking that I should know better. I'm leading up to, like, I was going into the latter part of my act. I was doing, like, 45. And I'm going to the latter part of my act where I'm talking about not having kids. And I'm watching this woman do her whole show. I go, yeah, I think she's pregnant. Yeah, she looks pregnant. Yeah. No. Yeah,
why do you think she was pregnant, Joe?
Because when she was sitting there, it was like, you know, it looked like a baby bump, you know? And then she comes back.
Baby Budweiser.
And I go, yeah, you know, having kids, I could, you know, you're pregnant. I'm not pregnant.
Oh! Now,
here's the deal. Here's the deal.
Dig, motherfucker.
I am dying.
Yes. Now, not. Here's the thing.
Oh, I wish I was there. Why can't I be there when
let,
you fuck up
Let me
like
tell
that?
You something.
It's not my responsibility.
Anybody that ever told me to go fuck myself should have been there because they could see it in action.
Did you call Joanne?
No. So I'm
You'll
like,
enjoy this.
I'm like, now, you got to understand something. If you're that stupid as I was to say that, and you're not on stage, you can go, oh, I'm so sorry. You know, I didn't think, you know, and you backpedal as best as you could.
No.
And
even on stage, you
I'm
say
not,
I'm sorry.
I'm not done yet.
I'm so
afraid.
You're
going to call her ugly too?
I'm not done yet.
You ugly cow.
Are you a woman or a man? I can't tell.
Are you just a fat guy then?
Let me get the construction crew to finish digging this ditch.
But if you're somewhere like, you know, if you're at a party or something like that, you make that mistake and you do that.
No, you don't. No, you don't. Because we've heard of other people make that mistake. You go to yourself, well, I'll never make that mistake.
Well, now that he has, let me hear how
you know,
he's dug himself
out. You're right.
Or
don't
didn't.
Do crowd work. I was wrong to try to encourage you to round out your act and have that skill set. Don't
say round out in front of him.
And it's a shame because in Louisville, he actually, you know, on some of the shows, did some decent crowd work. He was in the moment a couple. Some shows not so much, but some shows there. No, it was a false flag. No, it's not your strength.
But nobody showed up pregnant. That was the problem.
He wasn't insulting the audience.
No, I wasn't trying to insult her.
No, clearly, then what happened.
So I'm on stage. I'm going, boy, how do I fix this? And because if you're at a party or something, you're dumb enough to say it, you could hide somewhere. You could say, I'm so sorry, and fucking disappear. Right. Or if you're in public, you could fucking
more time
split.
Did you have in yourself?
I had another 10.
Oh. Can't say thank you, good night yet.
Looks at his watch and he melts. Oh.
So I had to do some major backup. I'm so sorry, but you're gorgeous. You're a beautiful woman.
Nobody believes you think that now. You just called her pregnant when she's just fat. But I have a thing for fatties. It's cool.
But you're glowing. Is that from the cheesecake? You know,
that third chin is coming in nicely.
What?
Sorry about all the hair.
Boy, I did all right. I got out of it. But boy,
how did the
audience
react?
They saw how mortified and apologetic I was.
Did they say how mortified the woman was?
She wasn't that mortified.
She must get it all the time.
Yeah,
she must.
She wasn't that mortified,
is
but
it
she
a tumor?
Saw. No, but she. But you know, she saw.
Was she with a man?
Yes.
And how did he react?
I kind of. He was okay with it. You know.
He started.
Was he fat too?
No.
Was it that? Did you misinterpret that pounding his fist into his hand gesture?
No,
that he was
because
doing?
It wasn't.
How pregnant did you think she was?
I thought she was at about 6 months.
So showing considerably.
Yeah.
Oh, you are a motherfucker. You don't talk to the audience anymore. Don't even talk to people anymore.
I have to tell you an embarrassing moment. That
hold on,
I
let's
was
finish
in.
With this.
Okay.
Well, let me tell you something. I could be at a freaking baby shower. With the woman there, and I ain't saying shit.
No, you shouldn't. You shouldn't, because you're a man, and being that, no matter what you say, half the time you're going to be wrong anyway. Plus, you're you. The odds are not good.
unless they're wearing a shirt with an arrow that says "baby on board."
Not
don't
even
go there.
Not even. Not even. Not even.
No.
Not
no,
even.
No, you shouldn't.
Don't
no.
acknowledge
I don't do
it.
That.
That was one of the dumbest moves I've ever. And
saying something.
I thought
quite a catalog. Of
and
dumb
I
moves.
Thought it out. It wasn't an immediate riff. I go, good. I'll set up this bit with her, and I'm like, boy, oh boy, am I stupid. Am I stupid?
Ever since I called a woman a dude at the spaghetti warehouse many years ago.
Oh, God.
Right. At least then I go, oh, it's the lighting. I couldn't really see. It's the shadows. I'm very fucking scary. I'm very nervous about that. Especially with everybody being fluid and shit. I don't know how they identify. Maybe she's pregnant, but she doesn't identify as pregnant. It's just too many fucking options.
She woke and had a baby. But she, but yeah, boy, that was a, I got out of it.
What did you say? What was the excuse?
I said, I go, I'm so sorry. I didn't really, I really had no excuse. I had to compliment her profusely.
Yeah, but.
And then look at the audience and then look back how profuse, you know, I mean, I, yeah, boy, that was.
We learned a couple of things here. Joe should no longer do more than 30 minutes because that's when shit goes wrong.
Right.
And Joe should not talk to the audience under any circumstance.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe
God.
Not even other human beings.
Yeah.
Maybe you should go to the kitty cafe.
Because
if you call a cat pregnant, chances are it is.
Yeah.
Well, if you call a cat, they're okay with it.
Yeah.
They identify as cats.
Yes, they do.
I identify as a dog. Ruff, ruff. Stupid motherfucker.
Oh,
why couldn't
God.
I be there to watch that? So good. I bet you turn like red or white.
Oh.
Start sweating.
Oh, boy.
Red and sweating.
Did anybody
that would
from the
be.
Club give you hell?
No.
Any
no?
of the comics give you hell?
No.
Really?
Assholes, all of them. How can they let this option, how can they let that pass?
I was right. And when they were walking out, I apologized again. They were very cool about it, you know.
Well, you were lucky.
You were lucky.
You were super lucky.
I've gotten in trouble, and I've talked about it on the air for calling a woman ma'am.
Oh, yeah.
And then
women don't like that, but you shouldn't yell at people
about it.
Then I
call, all right, I'll call you Horry McTitties. What do you want? and they really...
What a waste to diffuse a situation.
No, because if you're going to get upset over ma'am because I'm being polite...
Yeah.
Then I'm going to fucking make it worse.
Yeah, yes.
Horry McTitties.
Whatever comes to
mind. Well, you're lucky you didn't come across me because there was one time where I was stretching out my back. So I was leaning with my belly out because I'm stretching it against this like thing. And this woman comes over to me and says, oh, are you pregnant? And I was not having it.
Did she want to rub your tummy?
No, she just looked at me. And she goes, oh, are you pregnant? I was not in the mood. I said, no, I'm just fat. And I stared at her. And she went, ugh, and she melted and walked away.
See,
like
and that's the thing. Yeah, if when you're not on stage, you can melt and walk away. I got a fucking 10.
She just... Yeah, I rattled
yeah,
her.
I don't make
I was not as nice about it as
I
your
don't
lady.
I don't hazard those guesses anymore.
No,
boy,
don't.
That was a major faux pas on my part. Holy mackerel, I fucked that up.
Yeah, don't talk to the audience.
You'll never do it again?
No, well, I can talk to the audience. Just don't assume somebody's pregnant.
No, clearly you can't. You've been doing this long enough to not fucking do that.
She looked pregnant.
I'm sure she did.
She looked pregnant.
But it's too much of a... Because there's no...
There's no way to know.
No.
Yeah.
There's no way to get out of that.
Nope. Yeah. Nope.
Unless you go, oh, I'm sorry, it must be a tumor. And then...
That didn't help anything.
Yeah. Oh,
no, but it's making me laugh.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, but that buffet really is good, isn't it?
Yeah. Food's great here, isn't it, man?
And the portions are fantastic.
What an asshole. Next time, do that in front of me. But not on one of my shows.
I was going to do it at the school show you're going to book me on, but nonetheless.
I don't know. Because I'm not on the show, I don't have like the impetus to follow up with like an email or anything. Like,
it's funny.
Hmm.
Bunch of bullshit, right?
Yeah, that is. Yeah.
I'm not the one who calls unpregnant women pregnant. She should be concerned about him, not me.
Yeah.
I'm fucking nice. Well, I'm not nice on stage. Well, you know, here's the thing. Yeah. I'm a complete prick on stage, but people don't get insulted. I don't insult people like you do, you animal.
Well, that was just an accident.
I do it on purpose, and I still don't go there.
Yeah, but Horry McTitties is sweeping the nation.
Because she got upset over ma'am.
Yeah, I know.
This woman was just sitting there being her fat self, and Joe fucking assaults her.
But the funny thing is...
Joe wants to lead into a joke because he wrote it with Fatsy McPants over there. You couldn't fucking do the joke without her?
I thought it would be a good...
Don't! Think. It's not your strong suit. Well, you survived. You're very lucky that she was cool about it.
Yeah.
would have been a better story if she wasn't.
I tell you, though, as soon as I did that and I was getting out of it, I go, this is going to make good radio.
That's what we do, kids.
That's what we do. That's... Our lives are ruined, but at least we have a story for the show.
There you go.
All right. On the break, we got new music from My K with Soften and Mel O.D., featuring David Shane with Can't Go Back, and you can learn more about them both at